play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. And by the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Well, welcome back to Wharton Fieldhouse. Tom Meredith flying solo tonight. Eric Gibson on assignment. The Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Moline Maroons. Starting lineup for the Streaks, same way they've gone throughout the season. It'll be Kelsey Legg, a 5'7 senior. Riley Jenkins, a 5'7 sophomore. Andrea Sampson, a 5'7 senior. All out on the perimeter. And the post, Deja Range, a 5'7 senior. And Chloe McCarthy, a 5'9 senior. For the Maroons, they are going to start change it up to start both their seniors tonight. One of them being Madison Thatcher, a 5'7 senior, and the other Megan Piddington, a 5'10 senior, along with Sierra McNamee, 5'10 junior, Amari Davis, a 5'9 junior, and Braylee Trice, a 5'8" sophomore for the Maroons. Streaks in their road black with silver numbers, silver and white trim. Moline in their home white with maroon numbers and black and white trim on the Maroons uniforms. Stepping out into the big M in the middle of the floor here in the center circle is Deja Range at 5'7 for the Streaks. And waiting for Moline to come out on the court as we're ready to get things underway tonight. A little bit late, sophomores lost. It was a long game. 50-44 was the final on that one. Then it was senior night here, and then they had to sweep the floor after that. So getting ready to get things underway here. Stepping into the center circle for the Maroons, Sierra McNamee at 5'10". Ready to tip it off here tonight. Tip is won by the Maroons. It goes into the hands of Megan Piddington. She takes it left and gives to Braylee Trice on the wing. Streaks into man-to-man defense. Out high it comes to Madison Thatcher. She'll give way to Braylee Trice. Right wing it goes to Thatcher. Thatcher bounces for Piddington down the right side of the lane, up off the glass, missed it, rebound weak side, goes to Kelsey Legg. Kelsey on the dribble in the backcourt and got tapped away by Trice, and the Streaks will get it back. Moline will pick up with pressure. Kelsey Legg will inbound from just in front of the Streaks bench, and it comes to Riley Jenkins. She'll bring it across midcourt on the left side, guarded by Amari Davis. Riley on the dribble, gets picked from Deja, goes back to the left, out of the key, stops, picks up, and gives Andrea Sampson out high on the right side. Moline in a man-to-man defense. Andrea gets picked from Deja, goes to the right wing, stops to Chloe McCarthy, top of the key, gets to Deja in the paint, takes a dribble, lost a handle on it, and we're going to have a tie-up, and the possession is going to point toward the Streaks. Now, that was the time Deja needed to take the dribble because she was out about 10 feet and kind of made a fake and was going toward the basket. And I'm not sure if somebody tapped it or she just lost a handle on it. Got tied up. Inbound comes to Deja, left wing. Now it's Riley Jenkins out high, right side. Now Kelsey Legg, right wing, back out high to Riley Jenkins. And she'll set for the Streaks. Riley on the dribble to Andrea Sampson between the circles. Andrea dribbles right, gets picked from Deja, stops, fires a long three, good! It's good to see Andrea get off, and in this gym, sometimes it's tough with that different shooting background. Streaks lead 3-0, 6:49 to play first quarter. Now a steal by Andrea Sampson. Andrea down the left side, lays it up with the left hand and in. A quick 5-point run for Andrea Sampson, and the Streaks lead 5-0. Andrea vying for that Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game early on here. Now the Streaks back drop back into a 2-3 this time, and this is Trice with it, it's Piddington now, out on the right wing, gives out high to Thatcher on the right side. They try to figure out the Streaks defense. High post, it goes to Piddington at the right elbow, over the top, nice pass to McNamee, she puts it up off the glass right side and in. Got it up over the top of the Streaks defense fronting there, and it's 5-2 Streaks, 6-12 to play here in the first quarter. Deja Range, right wing, out high right side, Chloe McCarthy, top of the key, Riley Jenkins. Dribbles right, gives to Andrea Sampson, back to Riley between the circles, she'll reset. Dribbles right, gets picked from Chloe. Hesitation down the left side. Up off the glass with a runner. No good. It went down in, popped back out. Piddington with a rebound. And now it is Trice with a basketball. Trice down the left side. Kicks out to Thatcher, left baseline. Stops, back out to Trice, left side. She'll fire from just inside the three-point arc. Missed it. Weak side rebound. Deja Range clears it for the Streaks. Now Riley Jenkins will bring it up and set the offense. Out high left side to Chloe McCarthy. Now Deja Range, top of the key. Deja looks over the defense, gets to Riley on the left wing. She'll fire the three. That one's short. Rebound is taken away by Piddington for Moline. 5:19 to play. Now the Maroons turn it over. Not sure what Trice was thinking there. Tried to get it to McNamara. She was open under the basket, but she wasn't looking for the basketball, though. And so Moline turns it over for the first time tonight. And quickly, a couple of subs for the Maroons as Cadence Tatum checks in, as does Caroline Hazen. Now, Cadence Tatum, there is a Galesburg connection there. Streaks had a manager. Coach Massey had a manager by the name of Morgan McCune several years ago. And Cadence Tatum, who is a freshman guard for Moline, happens to be her daughter. So got a little Galesburg girls basketball connection there. Kelsey Legg to Riley Jenkins, left wing. Back to Kelsey, top of the key, hands back off to Riley. She's got it out near the center circle. Riley on the dribble out high on the right side now. Gets to Chloe McCarthy, right wing, right baseline to Kelsey Legg outside the three-point arc. Bounces for Chloe down on the block, and she tried to get it to Deja on the left block, and it got knocked away by Piddington. Streaks will get it back this time on the left baseline. 4:44 to play in the first quarter. Streaks lead 5-2. Inbound to Deja under the basket, right side. Nice fake. Gets McNamara up in the air, and Deja puts it up and in and make it 7-2 Streaks. Now Deja knocks it away, and Kelsey Legg comes up with a second turnover on the Maroons. Now Deja vying for the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game early in this one. Nice defensive play by Deja Range. Now Chloe McCarthy, top of the key. Dribbles left. Picks up. Gives to Deja, top of the key. Now Andrea Sampson out high right side. Tried to find Chloe on the back door. Couldn't get it there. Now Riley Jenkins fires a three out high left side. Good! Riley Jenkins. Well, maybe we're going to break that jinx of not shooting well in this barn here. 10-2 Streaks. 4:07 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks drop back in the 2-3 zone once again. Right wing. This is Tatum with it. Back out to Trice. Now Piddington out high left side. Left wing. It goes to Hazen. Hazen to Tatum. Top of the key. Moline seems a little bit confused by this Streaks 2-3 zone. Now Trice directing some traffic. Dribbles left, bounces left wing for Tatum. Now Hazen, now it's Trice top of the key. Try to get to high post, knocked away by Riley Jenkins, but Trice gets it back. Good defense by the Streaks, and a travel that they didn't call there. Now it's Hazen with it. Back to Trice between the circles, dribbles right. Right baseline to Tatum. She'll fire the three, airballed it, and the rebound comes out long, though, on the weak side to McNamee for Moline. So they'll get another crack at it. Left wing, it's Trice out between the circles. Hazen out high right side. It goes to Tatum. 3:11 to play in the quarter. Streaks lead 10-2. Right baseline, Tatum. Down on the block to McNamee, left side, or rather right side. Made a nice spin move. Was down on the baseline, too far under, and spun back to her right and put it up and in. She's got all four of Moline's points. 10-4 Streaks, under 3 minutes to play, first quarter. Andrea Sampson, right wing. Brings it to the top of the key, dribbles left, and gives to Kelsey Legg. Streaks will run a weave. Now Kelsey stops top of the key, fires a two. Missed it. Rebound comes out long to Piddington. Now it's Trice across midcourt left side. Braley Trice for the Maroons. 10-4 Streaks, 2:35 to play here in the first quarter. Trice on the dribble out high right side. Now it's Hazen out high left side. Brings it back top of the key. Now dribbles right. Down the right side to the baseline. Cut off by Andrea Sampson. Kicks out to Piddington on the wing. Now to McNamee down on the right block, puts it up off the glass and in. And that was just a good tough play because both Deja Range and Chloe McCarthy were there defensively. They did a good job, and McNamee just made a tough shot. She's got all six of the Maroons' points. Streaks lead 10-6, 2:09 to play in the first quarter. Riley Jenkins with it, out high right side on the dribble. Picks up, looks for help. Don't want to get a five call here. Finally gets it off to Andrea Sampson in front of the Moline bench. Andrea on the dribble, double teamed. And gets through the trap, and a foul is going to be called on Caroline Hazen as she reached in. And that will be the first foul in the basketball game. First substitutes for the Streaks tonight as Lexi Tucker, 5'7 senior, and Chelsea Stevenson, 5'6 junior, check in. And Andrea Sampson and Deja Range will get a break. 1:53 to play, first quarter. Streaks lead 10-6. Inbound goes into the backcourt to Riley Jenkins. She's picked up by Amari Davis, who's back in. Now Kelsey Legg has it out high on the left side. Out between the circles, Lexi Tucker, right wing to Riley Jenkins. Riley on the dribble, hesitation, down the left side of the lane. Nice dump off to Lexi Tucker. Spins, the shot's blocked, though, by Davis. And it is Tatum coming away with it for Moline. Over the top to Pittington, down on the right block, puts the shot up good, and they're going to call a foul, and I'm not sure on who, either Chloe or Kelsey. They were both there. Looks like they may have gotten her with the body. And who are they going to call it on? It does go against Kelsey Legg, and they call her with the body. That's her first. And Pittington puts it up and in and has a chance at the three-point play. She's the first Maroon to score other than Sierra McNamee. 1:26 to play first quarter. Streaks with a two-point lead, 10-8. Megan Pittington, 5'10 senior at the line. Shot is up and good. And make it a one-point game, 10-9. Streaks with a lead. Some token full-court pressure. This is from Thatcher, who's back in. Now Kelsey Legg dribbles right, gets picked from Lexi Tucker. Now it's Chelsea Stevenson, right wing. Back to Kelsey Legg, top of the key, Chloe McCarthy. Fakes the three, puts on the floor, and hands off to Riley Jenkins in the center circle. Riley dribbles left, stops out high to Chloe, out high right side. She'll fire the three-pointer just off the front iron. That was right on target, just a little bit short. And it is Davis that comes away with it for the Maroons. Over the top right side, down on the baseline to Pittington, has to kick out to Thatcher on the wing. She'll penetrate, puts up a wild runner, missed it, and the rebound, Riley Jenkins. Riley on the run, streaks with numbers. Riley beats the defense down, lays it up with the right hand and in. Nice hustle by Riley Jenkins. Saw the opening there, had two teammates along with her. She just blew right past Amari Davis, laid it up and in. 12-9 streaks, 35 seconds to play in the quarter. Left wing, this is Kelsey Curtis in now for Moline. Now Thatcher, top of the key to Curtis on the left wing. Curtis stops and gives out to Tatum out left of the center circle with 21 seconds to play. Looks like they're going to work for one here. They're going to try to get it to Pittington in the block. Now they're going to get it to her out high on the right side with 12 seconds to play. Now Pittington has it. High post, it goes to Thatcher. She fakes down the right side lane. Shot blocked by Lexi Tucker, and the rebound to Chloe McCarthy. 3 seconds to play. Riley Jenkins to Lexi Tucker running the floor. Oh, overthrew her a little bit, though. Streaks are going to turn it over with 0.1 second to play. Yeah, good thought by Riley. There was a little bit too much traffic there, and I don't think Lexi was ready for that one. A little bit high, and I'm not sure she would have been able to get a shot off where she would have caught that ball anyway. So might have been a situation where the sophomore maybe should have taken that shot, but a good thought anyway. 0.1 to play, and the quarter comes to an end. We have played one quarter of basketball. It is the Galesburg Silver Streaks 12, the Moline Maroons 9. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
We're servicing vehicles, but more than that, we're servicing people. Michelle Batson understands that.
I went to Carl Sandburg for 4 years for automotive, and then I became a service advisor at Toyota, and then I stayed home with my kids for 4 years and came back to service advisor. Because it's what I know and what I love.
Michelle is a great communicator who knows how to take care of people with automotive knowledge that is second to none. See what I mean when you schedule your appointment at the Galesburg Toyota Service Department. I'm Brian Penniman. Service local, service with confidence, service at Galesburg Toyota.
GalesburgToyota.com.
Congratulations to Frank Lindsell of Knoxville, who won $20 when he was spotted wearing a white WGIL button. Get your button today. To find out how, go to WGIL.com.
Back at Wharton Fieldhouse, Moline, Tom Meredith, glad to have you along with us tonight for Silver Street Girls Basketball. They lead the Moline Maroons 12-9. Moline with the basketball to start the second quarter. Andrea Sampson, Riley Jenkins, Deja Range, Kaylee Miller, and Lauren Livingston in for the Streaks. They get it to McNamara on the left block. Goes into the paint, kicks out on the right wing to Curtis. Now out between the circles, it goes to Trice, back to Curtis, right wing, right baseline. This is Davis. Back out high to Curtis, puts it on the floor, goes left baseline to Tatum, kicks out between the circles to Curtis. Moline just having a little bit of trouble figuring out this Streaks 2-3 zone. Now high post right side. It's Trice. She takes it back out to the wing. They're trying to get McNamee established, posted up. Now they try to go cross court. Tapped away by Lauren Livingston, but Tatum comes away with it. Now Trice has it right side. Gets through the Streak defenders. Nice move. Now, I don't know how she slid between a couple of defenders. But Trice got through, laid it up and in. 12-11 Streaks. 7-12 to play first quarter. Lauren Livingston out high left side. To Deja Range out high on the right. And it comes down the left block to Lauren Livingston. Can't hit the shot, but she gets sandwiched. It's going to go either against Trice or McNamee. We'll see which one gets the call. They were both there. And it does go against... Livingston goes to the free throw line with two shots for the Streaks. First one is up and good. First...
WGIL, keeping you connected to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Dawn Tucker from WGIL with this community reminder. Girls in grades kindergarten through high school are invited to Robo-U, put on by the Girl Scouts, on Saturday, February 23rd at Carl Sandburg College. It's a way to get girls interested in robotics. Deadline to register is February 13th. To find out more, click on community events at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL.
When I grow up, I want to be a baseball player. I would be the pitcher because they get to do something all the time.
If your child is sick over and over again, it could be PI, a defect in the immune system that affects millions. Early detection can give children a chance to dream. Jeffrey Modell Foundation, 25 years of helping children reach for their dreams. Visit us at info4pi.org or call 1-866-INFO4-PI.
When I grow up, I want to be a baseball player. I would be the pitcher because they get to do something all the time.
If your child is sick over and over.
Back here at Wharton Field House, sorry we lost our connection there briefly. A foul was called on Whitney Taylor, and that is now five team fouls on the Maroons. It'll be Riley Jenkins to inbound from the left baseline. Streaks lead 14-13, 5:18 to play here in the first half. Inbound comes to Kelsey Legg to Andrea Sampson between the circles. Dribbles right and gets to Riley Jenkins out high on the right side. Riley pulls it out near the center circle. Goes behind the back. Goes left down the left side of the lane and lays it up over Pittington. Off the glass and in. What a move by the sophomore Riley Jenkins. You're going to guard her that close. She just blew right by. Saw the opening. Took it all the way to the rim. 16-13 Streaks. Under 5 minutes to play first half. This is Taylor out high left side for the Maroons. Streaks will stick with that 2-3 zone. Tatum out high on the right side with it. Right wing, it goes to Pittington. Back to Tatum out high on the right side. Top of the key, Trice. Left wing, it goes to Taylor. Bounces left baseline for Pittington. Top of the key to Trice. She'll penetrate. It's knocked away by Andrea Sampson. Ball goes to the floor, and we're going to have a tie-up. Nice hustle by Andrea Sampson. Deja Range, Chloe McCarthy in there. It'll go back to the Streaks. Third Moline turnover. 16-13 Streaks, 4:35 to play here in the first half. Riley Jenkins met by Tatum. Gets to Chloe McCarthy out high left side. Now Deja Range top of the key. Left wing, Riley Jenkins a long three-pointer. Missed it, and she got knocked to the floor. No call. Rebound comes down to, let's see, can't see the number. That's Taylor for Moline. Now it's Trice out high left side, bounces for McNamee, and it's knocked away by Deja Range, and McNamee runs it down on the baseline or at the sideline, but she stepped on the sideline in front of the Streaks bench. And the Streaks will get it back. Four turnovers now by Moline. McNamee will go to the bench, and checking back in is Amari Davis, a 5'9 junior. 4:10 to play here in the first half. Streaks lead 16-13. Right wing is Deja Range with it. Out high right side to Chloe McCarthy. Out high left side it goes to Riley Jenkins. Riley to the right wing to Andrea Sampson for three. In and out, no good. Rebound comes down on the weak side to Cadence Tatum. Tatum on the dribble right side. Top of the key now. Gives left wing to Trice. Braylee Trice to Davis. Posted up. Now to Pittington down on the right block. Puts it up and missed it. Davis with the rebound, but it got knocked away by Deja Range, and Andrea Sampson comes up with it. Streaks have it now. Chloe McCarthy to Kelsey Legg out high on the left side. She'll give to Riley Jenkins near the center circle with 3.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Streaks leading 16-13. Backdoor pass, Riley Jenkins to Kelsey Legg. Puts it up, can't hit, but a foul is going to be called against, I think it's Pittington. It does go against Megan Pittington. That's her first. Now 16 fouls on the Maroons, so the Streaks will shoot free throws from here on out. But Kelsey Legg will go to the free throw line with two shots on the shooting foul there. She had 8 points, six rebounds, four assists, four steals the other night against Jacksonville. First shot is up and good for Kelsey. She's been shooting the ball pretty well as of late. In fact, maybe as well as anybody on this Streaks team. Second shot for Kelsey up and good as well. Streaks 4-for-4 from the line tonight. Then make it 18-13 with 3:20 to play in the half. Trice, top of the key, right wing to Tatum. Down on the right block, it goes to Pittington. Turns, fades away on the five-footer. Missed it. Good defense by Deja Range. And a nice block out by Andrea Sampson for the rebound. Clears to Riley Jenkins. Riley cross midcourt, right of the center circle to Deja Range out high right side. Top of the key, Chloe McCarthy. Chloe dribbles left, was trying to find Riley backdoor, couldn't get it to her. Now Deja top of the key gives to Kelsey Legg out high right side to Riley Jenkins out high left side. Now to Deja down the left block, leans in up off the glass, missed it. And the rebound, it's going to go off of Taylor last. I couldn't tell. I saw Chloe McCarthy was there, but Taylor knocked it out. So the Streaks will get it back on the right baseline with 2:49 to play in the half, leading 18-13. Kelsey Legg to inbound. And it comes out high to Riley Jenkins right side. Riley will set the offense. Dribbles left down the left side of the lane. Had a tap, then puts it up off the glass. In and out, no good. Rebound tapped around, and finally Pittington comes away with it for Moline. Now it's Hazen with it. Now it's Trice, top of the key. Out left side now on the dribble. And she'll set it up as the Streaks, they go man this time, it looks like. This is Hazen out high on the right side to Tatum out high on the left side now. Tatum out between the circles with 2:20 to play. Now they're trying to figure out that the Streaks are in the man-to-man. Trice out right of the center circle trying to direct some traffic. Tatum directing traffic as well. She's got it back near the center circle. Now it's Trice out on the right side to Tatum down on the block. I don't know why they're trying to go to her posted up, but Riley Jenkins knocked it away, and the Streaks come up with a fifth Moline turnover. 2 minutes to play first half. Streaks lead 18-13. Kelsey Legg out high right side. Today's Range down on the block, got knocked away from behind. And Moline comes up with it. Now a foul is going to go against Riley Jenkins. Not a good one there. Reached in on Davis, but that is just the second team foul on the Streaks. First foul on Riley with 1:52 to play. Lexi Tucker will come in. She'll give Deja a break. Chelsea Stevenson will come in. She'll give Andrea a break. 1:52 to play here in the first half. Streaks with an 18-13 lead. Cadence Tatum to inbound. And it comes into Caroline Hazen. Now right wing, it is Pittington gives underneath to McNamee. Can't hit, but a foul. Pretty good defense. Streaks went up with her, though, and see if it goes against either Lexi or, it does go against Lexi Tucker. That's her first 13 foul on the Streaks. Chloe and Lexi both went up. It looks like she might have brought the arm down a little bit, and they're going to call that one most of the time. So McNamee goes to the free throw line, missed that one. She's got eight of Moline's 13, scored their first six before anybody else scored. Sierra McNamee missed the second shot, and the rebound run down by Chelsea Stevenson for the Streaks. McNamee, a 5'10 junior, very athletic for this Moline team. Riley Jenkins out high left side to Chloe McCarthy out high right side. Stops and fires a three. Got it! It rattled through. And the first basket for Chloe McCarthy, and make it 21-13. Biggest lead of the ball game for the Streaks at 8 with 1:27 to play in the half. Right elbow, Pittington drives just inside the free throw line. Kicks out to Davis on the left wing. Now back to Pittington. Try to get it in there, and a near steal by Riley Jenkins. Now the ball gets tapped away. Finally, Pittington comes away with a good hustle by the Streaks. Just couldn't come away with the steal. Tatum with it out right of the center circle. 1:09 to play. Now Pittington out high left side. Left wing goes to Davis. with 1:03 to play. And the paint knocked away by Kelsey Legg, and the Streaks come away with it. Six Moline turnover. Under a minute to play. Streaks with a 21-13 lead. It'd be nice to go into the locker room with a double-digit lead here. Kelsey Legg, top of the key, Lexi Tucker. Right wing, it goes to Riley Jenkins, and she'll bring it out and reset for the Streaks with 43 seconds to play. Riley down the left side, saw an opening. Shot got blocked, though, by McNamee, and it's going to go back to the Streaks. Nice thought by Riley Jenkins. Tracy Santamore not happy. Really, McNamee bailed him out there. She had to come across and help out to get that block. So the Streaks will have it back as Andrea Sampson, Deja Rains check back in. They'll spell Chelsea Stevenson, Alexi Tucker. Lauren Livingston will be in. And who's she going to replace? We've got six out there. She'll replace Chloe McCarthy. 39.5 to play. Kelsey Legg will inbound from the left baseline for the Streaks. And it comes to Riley Jenkins, left wing. Back to the left baseline. Kelsey Legg fires a three. Good! Kelsey Legg, she's been shooting the ball well lately. Her first three of the night. 24-13, 11-point lead for the Streaks with 28 seconds to play in the half. Davis out high right side. Right baseline to Pittington outside the three-point arc. Tatum top of the key now. Left wing it goes to Hazen. Hazen penetrates, a runner up and good, and she's fouled. That's unfortunate. Kind of got it up there. I think Kelsey Legg is going to get the call. And it does go against Kelsey. That is her second foul. So Hazen puts the shot up and in. Got the contact, her first basket, and a chance at the three-point play. 24-15 now, and missed the free throw. Rebound tapped around, but Pittington comes away with it. That's something Moline does really well, offensive rebound. Streaks did block out. That was just a long rebound, and she was tall enough, went high over the top to tap it out. Tatum has it out near the center circle. 5 seconds to play. Davis right wing. Pittington right baseline. 2 seconds to play. Oh, unfortunately, they got it out, trying to get it out to Tatum. Andrea Sampson going for the steal and ran into Tatum in the air. They both went to the floor. Tatum got the worst of that. And that's the first foul on Andrea Sampson with 0.9 to play. So they're going to have to try to do something quickly here. They're going to have to try to go to the rim as Coach Massey's going to try to make a substitution real quick here. Kaylee Miller will check in. I think he'll spell Kelsey Legg so she doesn't pick up her third foul. 0.9 to play, 24-15 Streaks. Moline will inbound from the far sideline near midcourt. It'll be Hazen to inbound. And it comes to Davis, fires a long shot and just off the front iron. No good. We have played one half of basketball. Good one for the Streaks. It is Galesburg 24, Moline 15. We'll come back with our halftime show, run down our halftime scoreboard, halftime stats and more. Streaks lead at 24-15. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
You know those people who can build anything? I'm not one of them either. But you don't need to be because the guys at Courtright Construction are. They're master craftsmen that'll take on every project on your list. Give them a call to get your project on the books. Courtright Construction of Oneida.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
When you're driving at night, do you sometimes
pretend like I can't hear my kids talking so they'll fall asleep?
Well, yeah, we all do that. But do you get these weird halo things around headlights? And everything's like blurry and hard to see?
No. That sounds like a vision thing. You better make an appointment at Kehoe like yesterday.
Night blindness affects millions of Americans. But the Kehoe doctors have the technology to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Life can be like a basketball game. Everything's going your way and then airball. That's where I come in. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. I'll help you put the full court press on any accident by selecting the right coverage for your home. So when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you won't foul out. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street and let's talk about how Savea Mutual Insurance is a slam dunk.
Everyone knows if there was a blue ribbon for fries, McDonald's would win it. I mean, if you've ever tried to transport those fries in your car, you know the seductive power is beyond compare. But bacon just entered the picture, and you may want to sit down for this. Introducing McDonald's Cheesy Bacon Fries. Premium potatoes, golden and crispy on the outside, fluffy on the inside, and covered with real cheddar cheese sauce and applewood smoked bacon bits. It's everything you love about McDonald's French fries made better with bacon. Cheesy Bacon Fries for a limited time only at McDonald's on Henderson Street and East Main in Galesburg.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Back here at Moline's Wharton Fieldhouse halftime, the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Moline Maroons 24-15, a game that got postponed twice, and playing it here tonight. It's senior night here at Moline, and the Streaks with a really good first half. They outscored the Maroons 12-9 in the first quarter and 12-6 in that second quarter. It was unfortunate they couldn't finish the half with that double-digit lead as they got up by 11, but still with a 9-point lead here. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Credit Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. The sophomores lost here tonight. It was a really good game, a close game. Moline able to pull away with some free throws at the end, 50-44. They came out with a win. Tomorrow night, the Streaks will be on the road. We'll travel to Quincy to take on the Blue Devils. That'll be the final regular season game tomorrow night. Hopefully, that game won't mean anything except for wanting to get a win, because if the Streaks can hold on and pull this out tonight, they will own sole possession of second place of the Western Big Six Conference no matter what happens tomorrow night. So hopefully you come out with a win tonight. If the Streaks were to lose tonight, they would have to win tomorrow night to share second place with Moline. So girls at Quincy tomorrow night, 6:06 for the pregame, 6:30 tip. I'll have it for you here on WGIL. Coming up Friday night, the Galesburg High boys, they're done with their conference road games. They're all at home from here on out, and they'll host the Alleman Pioneers on Friday night. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman will have that one for you. 7:06 for the pregame, 7:30 scheduled tip here on WGIL. Saturday, the Illini coming off that big win over number 9 Michigan State last night. They will play host to Rutgers down at the State Farm Center. That'll be a 2 o'clock pregame and a 3 o'clock tip here on WGIL. And then on Tuesday night, the Galesburg girls open the postseason. They'll play at the Peoria Manual Regional. They'll open up with Peoria Notre Dame. And I think we have a conflict. If that's the case, I'm not sure who's going to be where, because the boys that night, I believe, are playing a game against Kewaunee, a game that's been added to the schedule now. And I believe, I'm going to have to check that, but I believe that one is scheduled for Tuesday night. So if that's the case, and I think if the boys are playing at the regular time, we'll both be starting at the same time. So I'm not sure who will be on which station, but we'll get you updated on that when it happens. Because the girls are scheduled to tip off same time. It would be about a 7:06 pregame and a 7:30 tip as we play the second game of the night at Manual. And Eric Gibson will be there with me for that one. That, again, coming up on Tuesday night. Then if the girls were to win, they would move to a Thursday night championship game. That would most likely be against the Richwoods Knights, who are the defending Class 3A champs, ranked number 2 in the state of Illinois. The boys then a week from Friday will play host to the Moline Maroons down at John Thiel Gym. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Credit Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Streaks lead at 24-15. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball at WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg, by Office Specialists providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
There is nothing quite as terrifying as ordering 200 t-shirts. There's just so many things that could go wrong. So you got to pick the most reputable screen printing operation in the business. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. They got about a million t-shirts under their belt. They offer premium ink that will last much longer than one season. They have tons of ink options and an endless assortment of colors to complement any design you might have. And a graphic design artist on staff to help conceptualize your idea. Embroidery, screen printing, you place your trust in the capable hands of Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Design a shirt right now at BreedloveSports.com.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Both Chiropractic at 672 West Main in Galesburg, because sometimes it only takes an adjustment or two to feel great. A winter weather advisory is in effect until 6 p.m. tomorrow evening for Henry and Mercer counties. A flood warning is in effect for the Spoon River at London Mills until late Saturday night.
Cloudy skies with rain likely and a thunderstorm possible tonight. Patchy fog as well. Low down around 33. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 33 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
I'm Will Stevenson. Some big news for the Galesburg Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. We'll have it when you join me tomorrow night at 5 for Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL.
Back here at Wharton Fieldhouse in Moline, Tom Aerdiff. Glad to have you along with us. Streaks lead the Maroons 24-15. Our halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Streaks led by Riley Jenkins with 7 points on a three and a couple of twos. 5 points for Andrea Sampson on a three and a two. 5 points for Kelsey Legg on a three and a couple of free throws. 3 points for Chloe McCarthy on a three. 2 points for Deja Range on a basket. 2 points for Lauren Livingston on a couple of free throws. The Streaks hit 4 3-pointers in the first half, 4 for 4 from the free throw line. For Moline, Sierra McNamee led the way with 8 points. 6 of those came, she had the first 6 points for Moline in that first quarter. 3 points for Megan Pennington on a basket and a free throw. 2 points for Braylee Trice on a basket. 2 points for Caroline Hazen on a basket. No 3-pointers in the ball game for Moline. They were just 1 for 4 from the free throw line. Let's see, rebounding, turnovers, the bigger story, 6 turnovers for Moline, just 2 for the Streaks in that first half. Let's see, also rebounding-wise, it's a close battle on the boards. Moline out-rebounded Galesburg 13-10 in that first half. 4 offensive rebounds to 2 for the Streaks. On the defensive side, 8 for the Streaks, 9 for Moline. So still not bad. The Streaks doing a pretty good job there. The Streaks, 40% from behind the arc, 4 of 10, 8 of 19 overall, 42%. Moline shooting 41%, 7 for 17, 0 for 2 from behind the arc. Halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Streaks with a 24-15 lead. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Silver Streak road games tonight, driving a really, really nice pre-owned 2017 Nissan Rogue Sport, a nice metallic gray color with a nice black leather interior, fully loaded heated seats and steering wheel. You're going to want to check this one out tomorrow before it gets really cold again tomorrow night. Heated seats, heated steering wheel. They've got the great backup camera on the Nissan. That this one is not only the backup camera, it's high def, but it's also the look, the over-the-top view. So like, especially when you're parallel parking, it looks like the cameras are over the top of you. You can see what's on each side underneath you as well. Check this one out. And the great thing about this and all the Nissans, 5 years old or newer, they come with a pro-certified lifetime warranty. McNamee has a shot blocked, but gets her own rebound, puts it up and in. And Moline makes it 24-17. But, yeah, the pro-certified lifetime warranty. Your vehicle includes a lifetime limited powertrain warranty, unlimited time, unlimited miles, and it doesn't cost you anything. Down to Deja Range on the right block. Too hard, missed it. McNamee comes away with the rebound. But this comes on all brand-new Nissans, also all of the pre-owned, 5 years old or newer with less than 75,000 miles on them. So Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Moline with the basketball. This is Davis on the right wing. Gives out high right side to Pennington. Back to Davis on the baseline. Goes to the wing. Tries to dump it down to McNamee. And another turnover as Deja Range stepped in front and stole it away. 24-17 Streaks. 7:03 to play here in the third quarter. Kelsey Legg with it. Gives to Chloe McCarthy out right of the center circle. Back to Kelsey Legg. Left side. Left baseline to Riley Jenkins. Down a left block to Deja. Puts it up. Got it up and in over the arm of McNamee. That's 4 for Deja. And make it 26-17 Streaks. Trice out high right side with it. Now between the circles on the dribble. Out high right side it goes to Davis. Davis to Thatcher. Now at the free throw line, Pittington. Knocked away from behind by Riley Jenkins. Pittington able to run it down. Now at the free throw line, Thatcher to Trice out on the left wing. Trice pulls it back out. Out high on the left side now. Working against the Streaks 2-3 zone. Davis out high right side. Gives back to Trice and nearly threw it into the backcourt. Trice ran it down out there near the center circle. 6:15 to play in the quarter. 26-17 Streaks. Now Davis gives to Pittington at the free throw line. Kicks back out to Trice. She'll fire the three from straight on. That's no good. And the rebound, McNamee went over the back of Kelsey Legg after that one. Now over the back of Deja Range, and they're going to call it this time as the rebound came down to Thatcher. She missed, but McNamee picks up her second foul. Nice block out by Deja Range, and McNamee called for the foul. 6 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Streaks with a 26-17 lead. They've got the basketball. Right baseline, Andrea Sampson fires a three. Good! Andrea Sampson with her second three of the ballgame. She's got 8 points and make it 29-17. Biggest lead of the ballgame at 12. Trice drives right baseline, cut off by Kelsey Legg. Nice job defensively. And wow, now it's going to be should be an offensive foul. What are they going to call? Yes, it is. Good. That is a nice call. The official right on the play didn't make the call. This, I don't usually like him when the official out. In fact, he was out on the opposite side, made the call. But what Trice did, she kind of leaned up and under around Kelsey and then threw the elbow into her and knocked her down. So the offensive foul on Trice, her second, and another turnover for Moline. They've got 8 in the game, 2 here in the second half. 5.5 minutes to play in the third. Streaks with a 29-17 lead. Kelsey Legg with it. Gives to Riley Jenkins on the left baseline. She'll fire the three. Missed it. Weak side rebound. Run down by Chloe McCarthy. Oh, nope. She's called for the travel. She ran it down on the baseline, turned, and must have picked up the pivot foot before she made the turn there. So the Streaks turn it over for the first time here in the second half. Just 3 for the ball game. This will be Tatum bringing it across on the dribble, right side, bounces right wing for Trice. Trice goes baseline, gets down to McNamee on the block, spins in the paint back to her right, puts it up and in. Makes the same move every time. It's a good quick move, though. Puts it up and in. She's got 12 to make it 29-19. And the ball gets knocked away on the inbound by Trice, so to go back to the Streaks. They'll bring it from three-quarter court. Chloe McCarthy inbound, gets it in to Kelsey Legg in the backcourt. And she'll get across, gets to Riley Jenkins in the center circle. Gets picked from Deja, brings it back to the left. Hesitation dribble, not Chloe McCarthy on the pick and roll, but a good job by Pittington, knocked it away, and the Streaks turn it over again. Quickly back the other way, this is Trice. Fires it out high left side, three-pointer no good. Rebound comes out long to Riley Jenkins. And Riley gets pushed from behind, and this is going to go against Pittington. And she was just wrong place, wrong time. That's 2 on Pittington now. So Trice, Pittington, and McNamee all with 2 fouls, all starters for Moline. And 2 of them, they're bigs. So quickly, Pittington's going to go to the bench. Riley Jenkins in the backcourt. 4:29 to play. Third quarter, Streaks with a 10-point lead, 29-19. Right wing, it's Deja Range. Out high right side to Chloe McCarthy. Gets knocked away, though, by Davis. And the Streaks will have it on the far sideline. It will be Kelsey Legg to inbound this time. And it comes to Riley Jenkins right of the center circle. Riley on the dribble, right side, or rather left side, goes baseline, drives in, runner up off the glass, in. Oh, and a charge is going to be called. Yeah, not sure I like that one. They're going to count the basket. They're going to say it was afterwards. That's what Coach Massey is asking about that. I think she bought it up. Well, so the basket no good, and that's the second foul on Riley Jenkins now. And we'll go back the other way. Streaks lead 29-19, 4:05 to play here in the third quarter. Three-pointer left wing is up and no good by Curtis. And on the rebound, Streaks had it, got knocked away, and they'll bring the length of the court as it goes off the Maroons last. Chelsea Stevenson, Lexi Tucker back in. They'll give Andrea Sampson and Deja Range a break. Exactly 4 minutes to play in the quarter. Moline will pick up with full court pressure. 29-19, the Streaks lead. Chloe McCarthy to inbound, and it comes to Kelsey Legg. Back to Chloe. Just token man-to-man pressure here. Chloe gets it across and gives to Kelsey Legg. Kelsey on the dribble, left of the center circle, dribbles right, pulls it back out, picks up. As Moline picking up the defensive intensity. Now Riley Jenkins out near midcourt. Gets around the defense, goes to the left wing. Now she'll stop and fire the three. Got partially blocked. Now a foul on the rebound. It's going to go against, I believe, Moline. I'm not sure who. I didn't see. I was kind of blocked by one of the officials. And it goes against Curtis. Kelsey Curtis. Well, they say that's her third. I only had her for 2. So I must have given somebody else one of her fouls. So that's 3 on Curtis. She'll come back to the bench as Pittington checks back in. Inbound Alexi Tucker. She got knocked to the floor and... oh, they're not going to call the foul. They're just going to say it's out of bounds. And Riley Jenkins will inbound now from the left baseline for the Streaks. And it comes to Kelsey Legg. Left baseline out to the wing. Back to Riley Jenkins on the baseline. She'll bring it back out and gives to Kelsey Legg. She'll hand back off to Riley, and she'll set the offense for the Streaks. on the dribble in the center circle. Getting got trapped, pushed into the backcourt, no call. Now they're going to call over and back. I thought the ball got knocked into the backcourt, and they're going to say no. I know Riley got knocked into the backcourt, and no call. So the Streaks turn it over. That's four in the quarter, six for the ball game. 3:20 to play. Down the left side, Trice too hard off the glass. Now McNamee with the offensive rebound. Can't get the put back, but she's fouled. I believe it's going to go against Chloe McCarthy. Nope, it goes against Lexi Tucker. That's her second. So McNamee will go to the free throw line with two shots. She's got 12 points in the game. 5'11 junior, first shot is up and missed it. She missed two in the second quarter. Back in for the Streaks, Deja Range, Andrea Sampson, and Lauren Livingston as Lexi Tucker, Kelsey Legg, Chelsea Stevenson take a break. Also, Chloe McCarthy comes out, and who else checked in? Oh, Kaylee Miller in there as well for the Streaks. Second shot for McNamee, hit that one. She's got 13, make it 29-20. 3:14 to play. Third quarter, Streaks with a lead. Riley Jenkins behind the back, out between the circles, hands off to Andrea Sampson. Now to Lauren Livingston, got knocked away. Lauren gets control of it. Left baseline to Kaylee Miller, fakes, drives. Now kicks out to Lauren Livingston. She fakes down the left side of the lane, out to Kaylee Miller. Oh, they're going to call the travel on Lauren. They're going to say she traveled before she got the pass off to the left baseline. Kaylee was there for the open three, but they called the travel, and that's five turnovers in the quarter on the streak, seven for the game. Under 3 minutes to play, third quarter. Trice on the right wing, on the dribble, gives out high to Pittington. Now Davis out high on the left side. Left wing, it goes to Tatum. Back out high to Davis. Davis, top of the key. Right wing to Trice. Right baseline goes to Pittington outside the three-point arc. Top of the key, Davis down the right side of the lane. Lost the ball. Deja comes away with it. Third turnover by Moline in the second half, and that's nine for the game. Now the pass down court got knocked away. It'll go back to the Streaks. They'll have it on their own far out on the left baseline, and it'll be Kaylee Miller to inbound for the Streaks. Coach Massey giving some instructions. And it comes to, or gets knocked away. It's stolen by Trice. Trice down the left side. And a great block by Riley Jenkins. And she's going to get called for the foul. Thought she got all ball. They're going to say she got a piece of the arm in the process. So Riley now has three fouls. But, yeah, that inbound was not a good inbound pass by the Streaks. Right into the hands of Trice. And she goes to the free throw line with two shots, 2 points in the game on a basket in the second quarter. 29-20 Streaks, 2:25 to play third quarter. Braley Trice at the free throw line, hits the first. Trice, a 5'8 sophomore for the Maroons. Chloe McCarthy, Kelsey Legg back in. Lauren Livingston, Kaylee Miller will get a break. Streaks lead now 8. Trice eyes the second. That one is good as well. Fairly young Moline team, and you're going to have the core of it, McNamee and Trice back, and Davis as well is just a junior. Riley Jenkins to Andrea Sampson, right wing. Penetrates, pulls up with a 15-footer, too strong, and the rebound taken away by Chloe McCarthy. Davis had her hands on it, and Chloe ripped it away from her. Riley Jenkins right at the center circle with 2:05 to play. Deja Range, now Chloe McCarthy on high right side to Riley Jenkins between the circles, right wing. Andrea Sampson turns and fires a long three-pointer. That's short. Kelsey Legg saves it in bounds, but McNamee comes away with it. Now it's Trice. Trice lost a handle, got it back, and she's got it out high on the right side. Working against Kelsey Legg. Out high left side, it goes to Davis. Davis on the dribble, down on the left block, it goes to McNamee. Turns baseline, puts up the five-footer. That was a tough shot, put it up and in. Good defense by Deja. McNamee just put it up and in. Make it 29-24 with a minute 30 play to play here in the third quarter. Streaks can't panic here. Just got to do what they've been doing. Deja Range, top of the key. Just need to get some offense going. Bounces for Kelsey Legg, right side, and got knocked to the floor by McNamee, and that's going to be her third foul, and Kelsey Legg's going to go to the free throw line. That's probably not necessarily the matchup you want down in the post if you're the Streaks, but it was effective as McNamee picks up her third foul, and Kelsey Legg's going to go to the free throw line with two shots. She's got 5 points in the game, including a couple of free throws in the second quarter. First shot is up and good. 30-24. Riley Jenkins will get a little break here to end the quarter. Kaylee Miller checks in. And checking in for Moline, Caroline Hazen replaces Trice. So Coach Tracy Santamore is going to leave McNamee in there with three fouls. Kelsey hits the second. She's 4-for-4 for the line with 7 points. 31-24 Streaks, 1:15 to play in the quarter. Tatum right wing to Hazen. Down on the block it goes to Pittington. They're going to say that Deja got a piece of her going after the ball. That'll be just the first foul on Deja and the third team foul on the Streaks. Maroons will have it down on the right baseline. It'll be Tatum to inbound. Tatum looking, finally gets it into Hazen, top of the key. Right wing to Pittington. Back out to Hazen, right side, out high left side to Davis. She'll fire the three-pointer. Good. First three-pointer of the ball game for Moline. First basket for Amari Davis. They make it 31-27 with a minute to play here in the third quarter. Deja Range to Kelsey Legg on high right side. Andrea Sampson, top of the key, fires the three from straight on. Missed that one. Rebound comes down to Davis for Moline. 45 seconds to play. Out high left side, it's Hazen. She'll drive left baseline. Nobody cut her off. Laid it up too strong. McNamee with the rebound. Puts it off the glass. No, too strong. Gets her own rebound again and puts it up and in. So McNamee starting to dominate on the glass and make it 31-29. Just a two-point lead for the Streaks with less than 30 seconds to play in the third quarter. Big comeback by the Maroons. Streaks need to get things going offensively. Kelsey Lake walks it across. 20 seconds to play. She's got it out near the center circle. Hazen comes out, knocks it away. Kelsey gets it back. Dribbles right now, back to left. Now Hazen fouls her. Hazen reached in. Kelsey changed directions on her. Hazen picks up her second foul, and that is now 16 fouls on Moline. So the Streaks will be shooting free throws for the rest of the game on any foul from here on out. So for the entire fourth quarter, 11.4 to play here in the third. Kelsey legged inbound on the far side at midcourt. And it comes to the backcourt to Riley Jenkins, who checks back in. She's got it. Stops left side with 6 seconds to play. Chloe McCarthy, a long three. That one's short. Rebound comes out long. Nice hustle by Andrea Sampson, but the ball gets knocked away. And a three-quarter court shot. No good to the buzzer by Moline. We have played three quarters of basketball. The Streaks in the lead, but it is much closer than it was. It's Galesburg 31, Moline 29. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Robert, there's water running down the stairs. Do something before it ruins all the carpeting and walls.
Too late, sweetheart.
Hi, folks. This is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Don't get caught off guard with a catastrophe like this. Sign up for our annual plumbing maintenance program. We'll do a complete inspection of all your plumbing as well as your sanitary sewer and give you the peace of mind you deserve knowing your plumbing is in good condition. Call us today at 342-HEAT for more details. You'll be glad you did.
In basketball, it's your defense's job to keep the other team from scoring, just like your car insurance policy is supposed to protect you when you have an accident. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy. Craddy Insurance and Rockford Mutual Insurance are the perfect team to keep you out of foul trouble. I'll discuss your needs and we'll select the right coverage for you. Call me today at Craddy Insurance in Galesburg for a free auto insurance estimate with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
Congratulations to Brenda Patterson of Galesburg, who won $25 when she was spotted wearing a white WGIL button. You can still win. To find out how, go to WGIL.com.
Back at Wharton Fieldhouse, Moline, Tom Meredith, fourth quarter underway, Streaks with the basketball and a 31-29 lead. They were outscored 14-7 in that third quarter. Andrea Sampson at the free throw line drives down the right lane, pulls up with the quarter, bounces off, no good. And McNamara lost the rebound. Chloe McCarthy comes up with it up off the glass, no good. And the rebound knocked away from behind by McNamara, but Davis lost it out of bounds. It'll go back to the Streaks on the right baseline. Thought maybe McNamara would pick up her fourth foul going over the back there. But the Streaks do get it back, and it'll be Kelsey DeLeg to inbound on the right baseline for the Streaks. Fourth quarter just underway. Streaks lead 31-29. A win tonight would give Streaks sole possession of second place here in the Western Big Six Conference. Well, they're in sole possession of it, but they would win second place in the conference with a win here tonight. And tomorrow night wouldn't matter as far as that goes. Now Andrea Sampson drives down the right side. Runner up and good. Nice move by Andrea Sampson. She's got 10 in the game, make it 33-29 Streaks. Tatum with it for Moline. Right wing, it goes to Hazen. Over the top to McNamee down on the right block. And who are they going to call that on? Got to be Chloe, I guess. Yeah, Chloe McCarthy was there. Deja was fronting. Chloe came from behind. That's her first foul. And that'll put Sierra McNamee at the free throw line for two shots. She's got 17 points in the game. And now make it 18 as she hits the first free throw. Missed her first three. Now she's made two in a row and make it 33-30 with 7:19 to play. Sierra McNamee, 5'11 junior for Moline. Missed the second one. Deja Range with a rebound for the Streaks. Clears to Riley Jenkins. Riley across midcourt, right side. Now gives to Deja Range on the right wing. Now Chloe McCarthy on high right side to Riley Jenkins between the circles. Swings it over to Andrea Sampson. Andrea penetrates, runner in the paint up, and missed that one. And the rebound comes down to Piddington. And now what? Andrea got called for the foul. I'm not sure what happened there. They say she bodied up on Piddington. And that's her second foul. And now 16 fouls on the streak. So both teams will be shooting free throws from here on out. Tatum with it. Right wing it goes to Hazen. Now it's Davis on the left wing to Piddington down the left side of the lane. Got left wide open but missed the shot. She was off balance when she caught the ball and missed the shot. Deja Range with another rebound. Clears to Riley Jenkins. She'll bring it across left of the center circle. 6:39 to play. Streaks lead 33-30. Deja between the circles. Now foul away from the ball on who? They're going to call offense. Riley Jenkins called for a block. I have no idea where that came from. I didn't see her setting a pick, but I must have missed it. And that is her fourth foul. So that gets Kaylee Miller up off the bench. 6.5 to play. Streaks lead 33-30. Piddington out between the circles. Out high left side to Davis. Now to Hazen out high right side. Behind the back and goes back to Davis. Left baseline, it's Tatum down to Piddington on the left block. Tried to bounce it for Hazen, and it goes out of bounds. Oh, they're going to give it back to Moline as Riley got a hand on it initially, but then Hazen knocked it away, and I thought she knocked it out of bounds, but it goes back to the Maroons, and Coach Evan Massey's going to call a timeout. With 6:13 to play, Streaks leading 33-30. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street here in Galesburg as they provide our transportation to all Streaks road games, football, boys basketball, girls basketball. And tonight, driving a beautiful pre-owned 2017 Nissan Rogue Sport. This one's fully loaded, got to everything you like on a vehicle, a black leather interior, nice kind of a gunmetal gray exterior and the black leather interior, heated seats, which will be really nice on a day like tomorrow. The heated steering wheel as well, which is an extra added bonus. Really, really nice vehicle. And the one nice thing about it, it comes with their pro-certified lifetime warranty, as do all brand-new and pre-owned vehicles, 5 years old or newer at Galesburg Nissan. It comes with a lifetime limited powertrain warranty, unlimited time, unlimited mileage. And the best thing, it costs you absolutely nothing. So you've got peace of mind when you buy from Galesburg Nissan. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. Go check this one out tomorrow. You might want to get it before the cold weather comes tomorrow night. All right, Moline with the basketball. Left baseline, Tatum to inbound. 6:13 to play. Inbound knocked away, and somehow Tatum got it back as she came from out of bounds to get that. I'm not sure how that happened. Now Piddington out high on the right side to McNamee down on the right block. Spins in the paint, puts up the five-footer. Good. Another tough shot. Deja Rains was there defensively. Piddington turned away from it. Kind of a fadeaway went up with it. And it's a one-point lead for the Streaks, 33-32, under 6 minutes to play. Chloe McCarthy, Kelsey Legg, top of the key. Right wing, Andrea Sampson. Streaks need to find some offense here. Got a little stagnant here in the second half. Scored just 7 points in that third quarter. Got outscored 14-7. Now the ball, now we're going to have a foul. It reaches. Deja got it down on the block, and I think it's going to go against Hazen. Does go against Caroline Hazen. That's her third foul, and that's going to put Deja Range at the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus here. So the Streaks are going to need to hit some free throws down the stretch here. Hazen goes to the bench, and that'll bring Trice back in. And Riley Jenkins is going to step back up to the scorer's table as well. She's got four fouls. First free throw for Deja, up and perfect. She will get the bonus. She's got 5 points as Riley Jenkins comes back in and replaces Kaylee Miller. Starting five back out for the Streaks, 5:38 to play. 34-32, now make it 35 as Deja hits both. 35-32 Streaks, 5:35 to play here in the ballgame. Right wing, it's Davis for Moline. Top of the key, Trice, now to Piddington. Left wing, it goes to Tatum. Tatum to Davis out near the center circle, out high right side to Trice. Trice dribbles right to the wing, picks up. Now bounces for Piddington out high right side. Gets to Davis out high on the left side. Davis brings it back between the circles, out high right side to Trice. Trice dribbles right there, trying to get it inside to McNamee, and the Streaks keep collapsing that zone on it. Now to Tatum on the left baseline. Missed the shot, but there's McNamee for the rebound. Didn't get a body on her that time, but she gets fouled on the putback. And who are they going to call? Chloe McCarthy. That's her second foul, and that's going to put Sierra McNamee back at the free throw line again. She hit one of two last time and misses the first this time around. She's got 20 points on the net. I'm not sure how many rebounds, but I'm sure she's got a double-double. 5:07 to play, 35-32 streak. Sierra McNamee, second shot up, and missed that one, and the rebound, Deja Range. Good block out by the Streaks. Riley Jenkins will bring it across right at the center circle. Gives to Andrea Sampson. Now Chloe McCarthy out top of the key, out high right side to Deja Range. Deja looks over the defense. She can just hold out there. They're not even coming out and guarding her. Now a long three left side. Andrea Sampson's off the mark. Rebound tapped away. It should go back to the Streaks. Oh, Davis knocked it away. And they're going to give it to Moline. Gets a smile from Pittington. And Moline will bring it back the other way. At least from this angle, it looked like Davis had knocked it away. Streaks were giving chase. And it goes back to Moline with 4:40 to play. Trice right wing. Out high to Tatum. Now high left side. This is Pittington. Now it's Tatum out high on the right side. Out high left side, Trice with it. Looking over the Streaks defense. Streaks still in that 2-3 zone. Has been effective throughout the night. Tatum down on the block to McNamee. Down on the right side. Missed the shot. And the rebound's going to go off of Davis last. It'll go back to the Streaks. Oh, wait a minute. Are they good? Okay, I thought he pointed the other way. Somebody got hit in the... I think Andrea took a shot across the nose from... might have been McNamee's elbow. She says she's okay, and she's going to stay in. So the Streaks will bring it the length of the court with 4:17 to play, leading 35-32. And now a whistle, and Coach Massey's going to bring Andrea over to look at her. I'm pretty sure she took a shot across the nose, and Kaylee Miller will check in for her. She's in some pain, that's for sure. Pretty sure it's an elbow. All right, Streaks will bring it the length of the court. Chloe McCarthy to inbound, and it comes to Kelsey Legg. Right back to Chloe, but Chloe wasn't looking, and the Streaks turned it over. Not a good turnover there. Sixth of the half, eight for the game. With a three-point lead, 4:15 to play. Can't have those kind of mistakes in a tight game like this. Tatum to inbound from the right baseline. And it comes to Trice on the right wing. They're going to try to find Pittington posted up. Nice job by Kelsey Legg, doubling down on her out of the 2-3 zone. Left baseline to Tatum, back out to the wing. Now gets to Davis out between the circles. Left elbow goes to Pittington. Left baseline, it is Tatum. Gets to McNamee, and they doubled her again. She had to kick back out to Davis. Davis top of the key out high left side to Tatum. Good defense by the Streaks. Now Davis between the circles, under 4 minutes to play. Streaks with a 35-32 lead. Trice, right wing. Goes in baseline, bounces for Tatum on the left baseline. She fires a three. That is an air ball. And the rebound comes out long, and Davis is able to run it down. It took a funny bounce as Riley Jenkins was trying to chase it, and Davis was able to get there and knock it away and take it. Trice over the top to McNamee. She's going to get an easy layup. That's Pittington. Megan Pittington with her first basket since the first quarter, and it's 35-34 Streaks with 3:22 to play. Deja Range has it between the circles. I would like to see if they're going to just not guard Deja, let her hold it. Chloe McCarthy for three left wing on the feed from Riley. No good, but Deja with a rebound, and that's going to be the fourth foul on McNamee. So Chloe's three was in and out. She was right on target, in and out. I don't even know they called Pittington. I thought it was 4-3. They called 3-4. That's the third now on Pittington, and Deja Range goes to the free throw line with two shots for the Streaks and missed the first one. 35-34 Streaks, 3:09 to play in the ballgame. Streaks first missed from the free throw line tonight. They had been 8-for-8 and missed the second one, and McNamee with a rebound. Now it's Trice out high on the right side. Right wing, Tatum out high to Trice on the right side. Back to Tatum, right baseline, looking for Pittington posted up. Now they swing it back to Trice, top of the key, left wing to Davis. They're trying to go inside, that is for sure. Try to find Pittington or McNamee down on the block. Now Tatum drives right baseline, gives to Pittington mid-post. Swing it left wing to Trice. She drives in left side, lays it up and in, and Moline has the lead. Trice with her first baskets in the second quarter and make it 36-35. Moline, 2:35 to play. Coach Massey calls a timeout. and it'll be a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 2:31 to play. It's Moline 36, Galesburg 35. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Did your parents get a new ride?
Tell me it's not a Toyota.
It's definitely a Toyota.
I want a new Toyota.
They're beautiful, they're functional, and they're the most dependable brand on the market. So the question isn't who's driving a Toyota. The question is, who wouldn't want to drive a Toyota? Hi, I'm Brian Penniman, GM of the all-new Galesburg Toyota. The 2019s have arrived, so stop by and start test driving. I promise we'll make the buying process so easy. The hardest part will be deciding between Harbor Gray Metallic and Galactic Aqua Mica. Buy local, buy with confidence, buy at Galesburg Toyota.
GalesburgToyota.com.
Understand who our opposition is. Liberals, leftists, socialists, communists.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, starting at 11 weekday mornings. WGIL.
2:31 to play in the ball game, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks now trail the Moline Maroons 36-35. In fact, that is the first lead of the game for the Maroons. So we'll see how the Streaks approach it after... After Moline takes the lead, Andrea Sampson back in after taking an elbow to the nose earlier. She's back in. Streak starters back in. Riley Jenkins with four fouls. Three fouls for Pittington and McNamee, both for Moline. Inbound to the backcourt comes Andrea Sampson. Now Riley Jenkins right at the center circle. Riley on the dribble to Deja Range out high on the right side. Now Chloe McCarthy. Now Riley Jenkins between the circles. Right wing, Andrea Sampson puts it on the floor. Pulls it out. Now goes to the wing. It's a pick from Deja. Goes baseline. Drives in. Kicks over to Kelsey Legg. Back out to Chloe McCarthy. Top of the key. Now Riley Jenkins left wing or right wing. Fires a three. Missed it. Rebound comes out long and it's going to fall out of bounds. McNamee will let it fall out. And the Maroons will come back the other way. 2:04 to play. 36-35 is the Moline lead. So Moline will bring it the other way with 2:04 to play and a one-point lead. This is Tatum. Cross midcourt right side to Davis on the right wing. To Trice, top of the key. Right side it goes to Davis. Davis to McNamee at the right elbow. Drives left. Kicks back out to Tatum out high on the left side. Under 2 minutes to play, 1:44 now. This is Trice out high on the left side with it. Moline does take a lot of time off the clock. Part of that is due to the Streaks defense, but now they're willing to take even more time and try to get in there, get it to either McNamee or Pittington posted up. 1:29 to play now. Trice out high on the right side. Streaks might have to, I don't know if they're going to have to come out and foul at some point or not. 1:23 to play. Trice drives right baseline. Now kicks it over to Tatum on the left baseline. 1:18 to play. Now Davis out near the center circle. And now they're going to pull it out. And this is Tatum. She nearly traveled with it there. And a timeout called by Tracy Santamore. And this is a 30-second timeout with 69 seconds to play. Streaks trail 36-35. We'll see what she draws up, see what Coach Massey counters with. So I don't think you're to the point yet that you need to foul. Depending on what Moline does, if they try to just hold it. But we'll see if they're going to try to penetrate and, again, get it to one of their bigs down on the block. And that's been their bread and butter, especially to McNamee throughout this game. So 1:09 to play. Streaks trail 36-35. First lead of the ball game for the Moline Maroons. Streaks had a 24-15 lead at halftime. They got up by as many as 12 early in the third quarter. But then ended up getting outscored 14-7 in that third quarter. And we're up by two heading into the fourth quarter, 31-29. The offense has just been tough to come by for the Streaks here in the second half. All right, Moline with it on the far sideline. Tatum inbounds to Pittington on the left wing. Gets to McNamee out on the left baseline. Kicks out to Trice. Trice drives and pulls it back out now with 1 minute to play. Trice on the dribble out near the center circle. And they tell Kelsey Lake to get out and guard her a little bit closer. Now it's Tatum with 52 seconds to play. Davis between the circles with 49. And now Andrea Sampson reaches in. The bench yells to foul. And that's going to send Amari Davis to the free throw line with a chance at the one and bonus. She's got a three-pointer here tonight. That's her only basket. That happened in the third quarter. So Amari Davis, 5'9 junior for the Moline Maroons, 48.4 to play. Even if she makes both, it's still a one-possession game, but she misses. Oh, no, she didn't. Boy, it bounced high, and I thought it was going to bounce off the front, but it hit the front and then fell through. So Davis hits the first, and she will get the bonus. Got the shooter's roll there on that one. 37-35 Maroons. Second shot away, and that one is good. And now another timeout called by Tracy Santamore, and this one will be a 30-second timeout as well. So 48.4 seconds to play. Streaks trail 38-35. Don't need a three at this point. Just come down and get a score as quickly as you can and get on defense and see what you can do. You may have to foul again, but even so, if you even if you score a two, it's still a one-possession game if they make both free throws. So the Streaks at 16-13, 5-3 in the Western Big Six. Their next to last regular season game. They'll finish up tomorrow night at Quincy. This is the final regular season game for Moline. They're 15-12 and 6-4 in the Western Big Six Conference. So the Streaks will bring it the length of the court, and Moline will pick up with pressure to make some streaks. The Streaks take some time off the clock. Chloe McCarthy to inbound, and it'll be Riley Jenkins that'll bring it up for the Streaks. 47 seconds to play. Riley cross midcourt in the center circle with 43. Gets picked from Andrea Sampson. Now swings at Andrea on the pick and fade. Long three-pointer short, and the rebound comes down to Tatum for Moline. 33 seconds to play. Tatum's going to walk it up, and Riley Jenkins can't foul because she's got four. Now Andrea reaches in, and they don't call it, and now Deja knocks it away. It goes out of bounds on the left baseline, and now Coach Massey's going to get Kaylee Miller in there quickly to play defense and take Riley. Oh, nope, going to take Andrea out. So it'll be Tatum to inbound from the left baseline. 26.8 seconds to play. Moline leads 38-35. And foul on Kaylee Miller. They do that call with the clock stop. She fouled Trice, so that'll put Braylee Trice at the free throw line. She hit her only two free throws in the third quarter, so it'll be a one and bonus again. Oh, nope, it'll be a two-shot foul. That's the 10th on the Streaks. So a two-shot foul here for Braylee Trice. Can make it a two-possession game, making one of these, and she does. Make it 39-35 with 26.8 to play. Andrea Sampson back in now. Braylee Trice, 5'8 sophomore, and hits the second. They've come up big from the line here in the fourth quarter. 40-35, 24 seconds to play. Streaks need a quick score. Riley Jenkins drives baseline, penetrates up off the glass, and got it. And a timeout called by Coach Massey. Riley's first basket in the second half. Make it a three-point lead, 40-37 with 17 seconds to play. And this is a full timeout. We'll take one as well. Streaks trail 40-37, 17 seconds to play. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL, proud of our connection to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Michelle Bazzari from WGIL with this community reminder. The Central Illinois Abate will host their annual Black and Chrome Ball on Saturday, February 9th, starting at 6 p.m. at the Best Western Prairie Inn. Tickets are $40 and include a meal and dancing. To find out more, click on community events at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
17 seconds to play at Wharton Fieldhouse in Moline. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trail the Maroons 40-37. It'll be Streaks ball. Or excuse me, it'll be Moline ball. They'll have to bring it the length of the court. So I imagine the Streaks are going to go for the steal. If they don't get it, foul right away. As it'll be Tatum and now Thatcher back in to help with the ball handling. Pittington, McNamee, and Trice. 17 seconds to play. It'll be Tatum to inbound to our left from the baseline. And it comes to Trice. Now right back to Tatum. Tatum as they give chase, and she gets it off to Trice. Now it's Chloe McCarthy's going to reach in on Trice. Kelsey Legg was trying to foul Tatum, but she got away too quickly. And Andrea Sampson will check back in. So I'm wondering if maybe they have Andrea for four fouls and not Riley. Huh. Well, that's going to put Braylee Trice back at the free throw line. She just hit two. She's 4-for-4 from the line tonight. 8 points. 10 seconds to play. And hits the first and again makes it a two-possession game. And Andrea Sampson checks back in. I was trying to see up on the scoreboard if they had Andrea for four and not Riley, because I had Riley for four and Andrea for just two fouls. Second shot for Trice. Missed that one. Rebound Deja Range and bounces for Riley Jenkins. 7 seconds to play to Andrea Sampson. Right wing. Fires a three. Missed it. And it comes down to Pittington. 1 second to play. And the Moline Maroons have come back to defeat the Galesburg Silver Streaks. The final score, Moline 41, Galesburg 37. Well, good comeback by the Maroons. Streaks just couldn't hold on after a good effort for the whole game, but played well for at least 2.5 quarters anyway, and then the offense just kind of went stagnant for them later in that third quarter. Streaks fall 41-37. We'll come back with our postgame show. We'll get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, run down our postgame stats, and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg, you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville, I'm loving it. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. By Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at Courtright Construction.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Both Chiropractic at 672 West Main in Galesburg, because sometimes it only takes an adjustment or two to feel great. A winter weather advisory is in effect until 6 p.m. tomorrow evening for Henry and Mercer counties. A flood warning is in effect for the Spoon River at London Mills until late Saturday night. Cloudy skies with rain likely and a thunderstorm possible tonight. Patchy fog as well, low down around 33. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 33 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Back here at Wharton Fieldhouse, Tom Erdith, where the Moline Maroons have come from behind to beat the Galesburg Silver Streaks by a final score of 41-29. Streaks outscored 12-6 in that fourth quarter. And let's see, 24-13 in the second half. And they fall to defeat to the Moline Maroons. Dropped to 16-14 on the year. 5-4 in the Western Big Six. Moline now 16-12. And they are they end up 7-4 in the Western Big Six Conference. So the Streaks fall to defeat here tonight to the Moline Maroons. Coming up, we'll get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey as he's making his way over to our broadcast position here. And our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction and Oneida, the right choice for your next project. And coach, a really good effort from the girls. 2.5 quarters, a lot of things were going right, and then the offense just, I'm not sure what happened, just weren't able to get some shots to go down about midway through that third quarter.
Right. I would agree with that assessment completely. I thought, I told the kids, I have no issues with our approach. We knew it was going to be hard guarding their two post players as far as size advantage that they had, and you know, they made some shots that I don't think they're normally going to make, but you're exactly right. We went through a period where We just we couldn't get points offensively. We had some good looks and stuff. We just couldn't make them in the second half.
Well, and there's times you got to give credit, especially to the McNamee girl. There was times where I thought Deja just did an outstanding job, and she just made tough shots.
Right, I would agree with that assessment completely. Yeah, and we rebounded well, and then there was a stretch where we were trying to deny her the ball inbounds, and so what happened is then when they did take a shot, it's hard for Deja to get around and seal her off. So that was a struggle.
Well, a really good effort here tonight, and that's what you need going into tomorrow night, especially because it's going to be kind of a similar thing down there. They're going to be tough to beat at home, and even going into to Tuesday night. So I guess you got to be happy with that side of things. That like you said, you can't fault them for anything much of what they did tonight.
Right? Yeah. What I told the girls is we've got to do exactly what we have been doing. We got to keep working. We got to stick together. I thought they great in their approach and their support of each other and all those things, and we just have to keep doing what we're doing and have to believe that we keep working and we'll get rewarded with some wins.
Yeah, and you got out to it I think early in the third quarter up to a 12-point lead. You knew they weren't going to go away, and they made a concerted effort. They just tried to get it down in the block, whether it was to McNamee or to Pittington, and you kind of knew that was the approach.
Yeah, and we didn't have the ability to get easy points ourselves, and so that was a problem.
All right, well, Coach, a nice effort. Unfortunately, we didn't come out on the winning side, but we'll go get him tomorrow night then.
Yeah. No, we got to turn around and go play. Quincy's got to drive back to Quincy tonight, so we'll have a little better night's sleep and hopefully. But proud of the girls. That, it was sad for them that didn't get it, but I think this is probably best that we've played in a while.
So, absolutely.
Thanks, Tom.
Coach, thanks. Appreciate it. Safe travels home. Coach Evan Massey joining us here, brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Streaks fall 41-37. We'll come back and run down our post-game stats coming up next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Everyone remembers their first time. It's a momentous occasion. The first time you stepped up to the McDonald's counter and uttered the words, "I'll take a Big Mac." Your life changes forever, and it's about to feel like the first time all over again because the Big Mac just got bacon. As if your mouth didn't water enough at the thought of two 100% pure beef patties, pickles, crisp lettuce, onions, American cheese, and Big Mac sauce all sandwiched between a sesame seed bun. Now there's three pieces of crispy applewood smoked bacon, too. The Bacon Big Mac for a limited time at McDonald's on Henderson Street and East Main in Galesburg.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home with a lifetime warranty.
News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Back here at Wharton Fieldhouse, Tom Meredith, thanks for being with us here tonight. Streaks fall to the Moline Maroons, 41-37 is the final score. Our postgame stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Let's run down the scoring first off. For the Galesburg Silver Streaks, Andrea Sampson led the way with 10 points on a couple of threes and a couple of twos. 9 points for Riley Jenkins. She hit a three and three twos. 7 points for Kelsey Lake. She hit a three and she was 4 for 4 from the free throw line. 6 points for Deja Range on a couple of baskets, 2 for 4 from the line. 3 points for Chloe McCarthy on a three-pointer in the second quarter. 2 points for Lauren Livingston on a couple of free throws in that second quarter. Streaks 8 for 10 from the line. They hit 5 three-pointers. In fact, 5 for 21, so they didn't shoot well. 23% on the night, 80% from the line. 12 for 38 overall from the field, 31%. For the Maroons, they were led by their super junior Sierra McNamee, 20 points on 9 baskets, just 2 for 8 from the free throw line, though. Got some work to do there. 9 points for Braylee Trice. couple of baskets. 5 for 6 from the free throw line. She had 3 for 4 down the stretch in the fourth quarter. 5 points apiece for Megan Pittington and Amari Davis. Pittington, a couple of baskets, 1 for 2 from the line. A three-pointer for Davis late in the ball game, and 2 for 2 from the line. 2 points for Caroline Hazen on a basket. She was 0 for 1 from the line. The Maroons ended up 10 for 18 from the line. 1 for 5 from behind the arc for just 20%. 15 of 34 from the field overall for 44%. Not bad in that respect. The rebounding battle went to the Maroons. They out-rebounded the Streaks 29-21, including, well, they didn't dominate so much on the offensive glass. 9-7, they won that battle. But defensively, they brought down 20 rebounds to 14 for the Streaks. Streaks only turned the ball over 8 times in the game, just 10 for the Maroons, so a fairly clean game here tonight, and really not a whole lot of whistles, especially early in the ball game. We went through, I don't think there was a timeout even called in that first half. Some stats individually. Find those. Along with Andrea Sampson's 10 points, she had 3 rebounds, an assist, and a steal. Riley Jenkins with 2 rebounds, 3 assists, and a steal. Kelsey Legg with her 7 points had 3 assists and a rebound and a steal. Deja Range had, 7 rebounds and a couple of steals to go with her 6 points. Chloe McCarthy with 7 rebounds and a steal. And Lauren Livingston, nothing there. Rebound for Chelsea Stevenson as well. And that's it for the Streaks. So, again, the Streaks fall 41-37. Our postgame stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods, downtown Kewaunee. We'll come back and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL at WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball at WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg, by Office Specialists providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
WGIL, keeping you connected to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Brett Wright from WGIL, reminding you to go jump in the lake for Special Olympics. The annual Special Olympics Polar Plunge for this region is Sunday, February 17th at Lake Story. If you raise at least $100 in donations, you're in. To find out more, click on Community Events at WGIL.com.
Locally owned WGIL. Local radio hosts, local news, keeping you connected. Find out more anytime at WGIL.com. You have a chance to win cash just for wearing a white WGIL button. Get yours today at Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Details, WGIL.com.
Back here at Wharton Fieldhouse in Moline, where the Galesburg Silver Streaks fall to the Moline Maroons by a final of 41-37. Our final order of business, to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Tough one tonight. Several things happened. Several players worthy of it here tonight. Deja Range, 6 points. And also had, to go along with her 6 points, she had 7 rebounds, 6 of those defensive. And, you know, she did a great job defensively on Sierra McNamee. And McNamee, yeah, she ended up with 20 points and had a lot of rebounds, but she had to work for what she got. And she made some really tough shots while Deja was playing some really good defense. So Deja also had, early in the game, tapped the ball away a couple of times and had 2 steals to go along with that. Kelsey Legg, another really good job defensively. Shot the ball well again. She had the 1 3-pointer, hit 4 for 4 from the free throw line. Riley Jenkins ran the point well, as always. Did a good job of holding onto the ball. 9 points for her, and she also had a couple of rebounds, 3 assists, and a steal. But what got the Streaks going early on, we started the game with a 3-pointer from Andrea Sampson. Then she had a 2. In fact, she had the first 5 points of the ball game as the Streaks jumped out to a 5-0 lead. Then in the third quarter, early on, when the Streaks got up by as many as 12, she had another 3 in that stretch. And that's really kind of what got the Streaks going here tonight. Andrea also with 3 rebounds, an assist, and a steal. So Andrea Sampson, the senior for the Streaks, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Well, tough one tonight. Streaks fall to defeat. But, yeah, I agree with Coach Massey. He said this is the probably the best we've played for a stretch here. And, you know, honestly, the not only just the effort, just the way the approach tonight, even though we had that stretch where we couldn't really buy a basket there midway through the third quarter, we play like that, and I think there's some of those games in that stretch that we definitely would have won that we lost. So it's a good sign to see that, a spark toward the end of the season. Hopefully they'll come back and do that again tomorrow night, and they're going to need to down at Quincy. The Blue Devils, although we handled them at home, they're still a good basketball team. They'll be tough to beat at home. They'll be motivated. I'm guessing it's probably their senior night as well down there, so it'll probably be another late one. But they played up here tonight because they had a makeup game up here in the Quad Cities tonight as well. I can't remember which, if they were playing at Rocky or where they were playing. But anyway, so they have a much longer trip home tonight, so a later night than the Streaks. So the Streaks are going to need to bring it again tomorrow night, and we'll have that game for you around 6:06 for the pregame, 6:30 tip. Hopefully it'll start earlier than this one did here tonight. Sophomores fell 50-44. Varsity falls 41-37. That's going to wrap things up. Again, to Andrea Sampson, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks fall 41-37. Thanks to our studio engineer, Nick Simpson. Tom Meredith saying goodnight from Wharton Fieldhouse in Moline.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.